I am Sid Garza-Hillman, and this is what I think.
It's honestly, it's one thing after another. And here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the digital world, the cyberspace, the social media arena. Now it's freaking YouTube. Here's, I've been racking my brain. There's going to be a new YouTube video coming up out tomorrow. Spoiler alert, that will be my last YouTube video for the unforeseeable future. And so I'll talk about it a little bit here. I touch on it a little bit in the video itself. I'm not going to revisit the whole thing about me giving up social media. You guys, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know where I'm at on it. Gave it all up last December. So, but not YouTube. And some people have gone, well, YouTube, social media. It wasn't for me. It was a platform for creators to do videos. But that's, I can see how people would think it's social media, but to me, it's a gray area in terms of what it is and what it's not. And honestly, that's irrelevant to me. My guidelines for making these kinds of decisions are very simple. Am I putting my efforts towards something that is on the whole, maybe not 100%, but in general, a positive thing that helps people, gets my message across, in theory, brings people to me as a practitioner? This is where I'm at on that. Social media, no. The answer was no. But YouTube and this podcast, very much so. So it was, you know, a thing I was like, okay, I'm streamlining. I've got my YouTube channel and my podcast. Like, that's the podcast that go deeper. The videos are fun for me to cut and I really like them. I have a good time with them. All good. And then I start hearing the reports and I start hearing the behavior of the company. Very intentional, very conscious. If you guys have a chance, go look, do a search on Samantha Bee, her show. There, ironically, it's posted on YouTube, so the irony is not lost on me. But she did it, just do Samantha Bee YouTube. I'll link to it in the show notes of this episode, just in case you want to click through on that. But that was the final straw. And I had already heard things, but it's not like, oops, we'll fix it. It's like, yeah, oops, and no, oops, we don't care. We don't freaking care. That's what it is. And so I will state once again my stance on this. It's both their responsibility because they're being douchey, and it's our responsibility because we're giving away our power every time we will pretty much do anything for something for free. And that's what that is again. They're making money off me, and they're making money off people who put their videos up. And I believe that they owe us a certain amount of ethical and moral behavior as a result, but apparently I'm wrong about that. So I'm pulling myself off. I'm pulling myself off YouTube. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to post until such time, if it ever happens, and there's no motivation. They're making billions of dollars, so why would they care? Not like there's principles that are so far above monetary value. That would be crazy. And they could sleep better at night and feel good, like they were putting something good in the world. But that's not important. Ultimately, it's the dollar. It's the bottom line. And so this is not, everyone goes, yeah, that's capitalism. That's not capitalism. That is moral bankruptcy. Those are two different things. Capitalism is like, yeah, we're trying to make money, but at what cost? Is it at all cost? I don't care. I will defy any moral or ethical boundaries. I have no standards at all. But see, within the capitalist model, you can also have people who behave ethically. They were raised for whatever reason, or they've done the thinking to behave on principle and try to make money. They may not, probably won't actually make as much money as somebody who's just a free-for-all, but they don't care because there's added value to making money in an ethical way. YouTube is not doing that right now. Very clearly, they're not doing it. It's stuff that is making me sick, and I do not want to support them. I said in the video that, look, what I make for YouTube is chump change. They don't give a crap. If they found out I was leaving YouTube, they'd go, good riddance. I don't, what, who is he? But I got, in order for me to do my work, I got to feel good about my work. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And I was thinking about how this is totally plays into the decision-making process for basically anything, which is if you can tear away the layers of bullshit, the actual decision is almost entirely and every time super simple. It's like you tear away all the stuff, then you go, oh yeah, of course. And so it's like what was in my way was like, well, I like it, and I like, you know, people seem to be responding to my videos, and it was like, okay, yeah, but if I tear that away, is this a company I want to support? Is this a company I want to be involved with? Of course not. No. And does it make it an easy decision? Yes. Does it make it easy for me to actually stop doing videos? No. But good. I don't care about easy. I don't want easy. I want right. I don't want to feel good. I don't want to go to sleep at night. And I want to be an example for my kids. And I want to show them that the tough decisions are sometimes the right decisions. And that's, you don't not do them because they're tough. That goes for everything I do. Everything I do with people is to try to get that message across. Do not try to make things easy. Accept that they're hard, and then you will live a better life because you're not going to spend so much energy trying to make things easier on yourself. You'd be like, yeah, this is a struggle. Let me get into this bad boy. Let me get into this fight. I'm going to take the fight. I'm taking it to the mat to live a good life. Try to cheat that, and you'll go to social media because that's a short-term buzz that you get. Look at me on the back, right? Mm. Mm-hmm. More importantly, and I mean more importantly, this is episode 50. Episode 50. Now, what I took a sip of just now was a single malt scotch, but not just any. When I had done, I'm going to say within the first 30 episodes of my first show, Approaching the Natural Podcast, years ago, like December 2013, I'm not even kidding. So it was like 6 years ago. I got a random email from a guy, a listener, and he goes, hey, what's your address? I want to send you a gift. I was like, yeah, all right. And so I gave him my address, and this box comes, and in the box are two single malt scotches. He later told me when I emailed to thank him that he just walked into a whiskey shop and was like, listen, I want to send a guy a thing, and he likes single malt, just give it to me. One of them was like a 10-year-old, really good, but that just disappeared within a few months, just gone. But then also, and it was great. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's the second bottle was a 34-year-old. 34-year-old scotch. I've had it for 6 years. I have milked this thing for over 6 years. I'm not ready to let it go. It's been a special occasion scotch, and I'm hanging. I probably got two more special occasions in that bottle. Two more special occasions. One of them is today. It's a 50 episode of the new show. I told my wife, I was like, guess what episode? And she said, what? And I go, 50. She goes, of the new show? That's crazy, because it just, the last show was like 50. Just goes to show, it's all relative. I was like, 50 last time. 50. Oh, I'm going to call it everyone. 50 episodes. This time I'm like, 50 episodes. It's Monday. So 50 episodes, right? Is it something? I think it is something. I don't know. This new show has been a lot more. The other show was this much fun in the beginning, and it got less fun. This show is probably a little more fun, actually, and I think it has the promise of maintaining funness for a longer period of time, just because of the way that I crafted it for myself. Good, and I hope that comes through to you guys, because I'm having fun with this thing. I hope you are too. Just a little super quick piece of business. The Patreon thing that I have going on, so it ends when I post episode 51, so you still have some time. Thank you to people who jumped on board and got a copy of my book, Raising Healthy Parents, as on any level that you sign up at before I post episode 51. Any level, you get a copy of my book. I sent one to Norway. I've told you that story. But if you're also overseas, don't do that because it was expensive. So just don't. No, I would still do it. I'd still do it. I'm not good with money. Look, there's 34 years of goodness in that bottle. Talk about morally right. That scotch was like, we're going to do this the right way. Against all, we're going to wait for 34 years to put this in a bottle. We're going to, most of us be dead and gone, and but our kids will break this bottle open. Anyway, so thank you, everybody. But yeah, jump on anything. And I was thinking, if anybody is interested, I was going to sign the notes for this episode, if anybody cares, the original notes to this episode. If you sign, I'll just pick a random person and I will offer them that, and they might go, yeah, don't want it. If it's signed, I will say, if it's signed by me and you put it on eBay, it's less, actually less valuable, which is interesting. So you could maybe white out my signature and probably get a good dollar. And then what I would do is I would charge like $18 in shipping. I am getting, as I am aging, and I'm 50, and this is the 50th episode, so it's just lock it. The stars are aligning, everybody. You know I love astrology. The stars are aligning. I'm getting sicker and sicker of futile conversation. I don't, especially when it comes to my work, when it comes to my, you know, whatever it is, well, it's going to be nutrition or small steps or something. I don't, if somebody's asking me about what I do, I will have a conversation until the cows come home, because it's, I'm passionate about it. But it, but I don't want to be involved in conversations that are people asking me questions where they really don't want the answer. And this is a common theme. So I thought this would be a perfect episode 50 to kind of lay down. And so I'm calling it, the episode is titled One Answer to Rule Them All. There's a Lord of the Rings reference in there. I'm a little bit of a dork about that movie. A movie that existed, and J.R.R. Tolkien wrote a book based on the movie. I think that's how it happened. But I'm constantly asked, you know, especially when it comes to plant-based, this is not going to be a surprise, but where is the protein? Why do you do what you do? The thing is, and I want to be clear about this, and as I speak around the country, I get constantly asked, I mean constantly, from people who are just like, look, my Uncle Jay frickin', you know, came on the attack. How do I respond? You know, it's like they're just trying to eat better, and they're not asking, they're not talking to people about it, but people are coming up. And the people that come up and ask you like that, there's a 99.9877% chance that they really don't want the answer. They just want to not come off as so douchey that they're just going to be, I almost would appreciate more honesty. Like, I wish they'd come up and go, but you're doing stupid. I'd be like, well, it's not, but thanks for at least being forthright. Instead, they're like, where do you get your protein? And they're not really, they don't really want to know. They don't really care. They think they know already because they haven't studied nutrition. And so they have an answer in their heads already and they want to prove you wrong. I'll get ahead of myself. I'm saying that every second that I spend personally, and that anybody listening to this spends in a back and forth about that, in that kind of context, is a complete waste of your time. For me personally, the back and forth on that, discussing something that I'm passionate about with somebody who is not passionate about it and doesn't want the answer, is every second I spend in that whole rigmarole is a second I could be using helping people grow, live better lives. It's a second I can be devoting to this podcast, to the work that I want to do, to the new book that I'm entertaining. And I'll sort of jump back to the whole YouTube thing. Like, without YouTube, it's already like I deleted the app off my phone. Like, I'm not going to it. And already in the last 2 days, I'm like, what? But I've been thinking about a new book. And so I'm thinking, like, this is what's happening. Like, I've got the new album that I want to record, the new book. At the same time, I am exploring Vimeo. Like, I don't know if that's like a platform that is this kind of thing, but I can make it that kind of thing. I don't know. You guys, shoot me an email if you think that's interesting. podcast@sidgarzahillman.com. If you're like, yes, I would go to Vimeo to see your videos, great. And mom, not you. Like, I know that you're going to go to Vimeo already. Don't waste your time emailing. Okay? I got it. All right. Yesterday was Father's Day, by the way. My kids got up, probably pretty much forgot. Father's Day they should just not do Father's Day. I think they did Father's Day to make it so-called fair. But I think if we're being honest, as I said in the video, it's the second most popular of the parent-themed holidays. It's not a marquee holiday. I think it would be better served to just not have Father's Day. And I don't think there's a lot of fathers. I think most fathers would be like, yeah, Like, I don't, my wife and I cleaned out the refrigerator and the freezer in my kitchen. I was like, this is the best Father's Day ever. We cleaned out the refrigerator and the freezer. Not just the refrigerator, you guys, freezer also. But back to one answer to rule them all. Because I didn't want to go on too much about the freezer, but it was very satisfying. I'm not saying that. People, when I'm doing talks, they come up afterwards and they're like, listen, this, you know, or if I'm teaching classes at the resort, listen, this is what happened. I'm trying to do this, and somebody's, you know, the so-and-so came up, and I'm like, look, first of all, isn't it amazing how everybody has to say something and you didn't start the conversation? And I've said this for years. If I engage with somebody who's asked me, I always say, just FYI, you brought this up. I always say that because I don't want it, the whole perception of like, you just talk about it. I don't want to talk about food. I don't want to think about food. I love the subject because I only love teaching people how to not have to think about it so much. That's why I love the subject of food. But I don't love the subject of food for my own well-being, for my family. Like, I don't want to go to a party and talk about food. But if you really want to sit down and learn enough about nutrition in an hour and a half so that you don't have to think about food, I freaking love that. I'll do that all day. That's my favorite thing. I love giving talks around the country because it's that back and forth that is totally positive and productive. But people come up and think, what do I say? How do I respond? The answer that I finally, because I've been racking my brain about this for a long time, and I think I was in, I don't remember where I launched this the first time. It might have been Santa Cruz at the Veg Fest down there, but I decided to announce that I finally came up with the answer that I love. I finally came up with one answer to rule them all. And here's the answer. Ready? If you only knew what I know. That's the answer. If you only knew what I know. The implication of that is then you do what I do also. Anything above that, anything beyond that, anything of where do you get your protein? Well, it turns out that spinach has more protein. It's here's what they hear when you say that. Boop, protein. Boop. Literally, it's like nothing. It's a wrong number. If you only knew what I know, that's the one answer to rule them all. The implication is that if you knew what I know, you would act also. You would do this also. And so, whatever knowledge you have, whoever's listening to this, that may have fueled a positive behavior that in most cases is going to stand outside the norm because for whatever reason, again, the way we're advertised to and everything else, most of the actions of most human beings simply don't, most of the actions of most human beings don't make the world necessarily a better place. It doesn't create less waste. It doesn't create more kindness, more compassion. It's some of our actions, and I would say most people have some actions like that, but I think on the whole, most of our actions are probably crappy. We're not the best species. And by that, I mean we're the least good species. I didn't say this, I didn't make this up, but somebody said, we're the only species that if we disappeared, the earth would get better. I was like, yeah, damn it. So I'll say again, whatever knowledge you have that may have fueled a positive behavior in you that stands outside the norm, because it's probably gonna, and that aims to improve the world, I have two things to say. First, thank you, because the world needs more of you. The world needs more of people who are standing on principle, who are stepping outside the vast line of human beings, all acting in a certain way, and some of us step forward just a little bit and we say, regardless, in spite of what's happening to most people and what most people do, in spite of so-called conventional wisdom, we're stepping outside of that. And when we do, we are putting ourselves in the line of fire. We know that and we still take it to the mat. The world needs more of that, for sure. And second, when the inevitability happens, when people come up on the attack, but maybe not blatantly, but ask on the so-called ask of why you do what you do, you respond simply, if you only knew what I know. And then you walk.
sé cómo decirte. No sé cómo explicarte. Las estrellas me dicen otra. Y la luz del día me encanta. Esta triste canción. Esta triste canción. Los besos que me diste, mi amor, son los que me están matando. Ya mis lágrimas me están secando con mi pistola y mi corazón. Y aquí siempre paso la vida pistola y el corazón. No sé cómo amarte. No sé cómo abrazarte. Porque no sé, me deja este dolor que tengo yo. El dolor que tengo yo. Esta noche tan oscura, con sus sombras tan tranquilas, y el viento me sigue cantando esta humilde canción. Esta humilde canción. Los besos que me diste, mi amor, son los que me están matando. Mis lágrimas me están secando con mi pistola y mi corazón. Y aquí siempre paso la vida con la pistola.